Hello, good morning, everyone. Really warm welcome to St. John's this morning. Can I just say, well done, everybody, because it looks like most people have remembered to be here at 10 o'clock. I don't think loads of people were here at 9:15, and we might yet find out at 10:45 the people who've forgotten that service is a bit earlier as well. But we've come together. We're normally two congregations on a Sunday morning, but we come together as a single congregation a few times a year on some big festivals, and today we're remembering Harvest. Harvest is a funny sort of time of year, isn't it? Because have you ever thought about harvest of what? Because I don't know about you, but my asparagus harvest finished quite a long time ago. Things harvest at different times of year, so there's something quite abstract about harvest in the autumn, but it's when we're remembering, it's probably mainly the cereal crops. It's really just an occasion for us to remember that God is good, that God is good to us, that he gives us everything we need to live. And it's not just the food that comes out of the ground and that it comes in animals and the things that we consume. It's the air that we breathe. It's the sun that shines. It's everything that we need for life and life in all its fullness. So that's what we're coming together this morning to celebrate. I've got a couple of important notices before we begin. As we open our service, we're going to do some work. We're going to say some words together that introduce the theme and direct our hearts towards the sort of thing that we're thinking about today. So they're going to appear up on the screen. If you can join in with the words in yellow, that would be great. I'll read the words in white if you join in with the words in yellow. For the beauty of a country scene, we praise you, Lord, for sight. For the coolness of a mountain stream, we praise you, Lord, for touch. For nightingale in tuneful flow, we praise you, Lord, for ears. Hang on, when did you last hear a nightingale? Dunno, do you even get them in Locks Heath? Oh, okay, that one went a bit wrong. Maybe that was a bit flowery. Let's try a different one, right? Serious one this time. Serious one. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it. Created and creative things, fruit and fruitfulness. Springtime and summer, seed time and harvest. So Heavenly Father, thank you for your bounty to us. Thank you that you are always pouring out good things into our lives if we only open our eyes to see them. We pray that you will give us grateful hearts this morning as we worship you and as we remember all you have done for us in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to stand to sing our opening hymn together. You may not be familiar with this song. That's completely fine. Feel free just to listen to it until you've got the hang of it and then join in. The words are going to appear up on the screen. So shall we stand if you're comfortable to do that, to sing together?
Would you please sit down? So here we are at harvest, a time to think of thankfulness to God, as we've heard from Gavin. I like to use it as a time to think about food. And some of you may have noticed that I enjoy my food. And I'm just hoping that Laura takes photographs that flatter me. I'm just saying that now. Nothing from the side, please. This is all-age worship. This is something for the whole family. So I hope you'll feel free to join in things which might be a little bit odd and a little bit different. I'm interested to know what your favourite foods are. So have a think. What do you really like eating? I'm going to throw a ball. If the ball lands at you, you need to shout out your favourite food. If it lands at you and you can think of nothing to say, quickly get rid of it to somebody else. Please don't forget the side aisles. Don't forget the choir. They don't want to be left out, but I'm going to go that way for start. Oh, hello. That's unfair. Laura, favourite food?
Custard tarts.
Favourite food? Avocado. Oh, that's got there. Favourite food?
Curry.
Curry. Can I suggest that way? Because there's lots of little children that way. Oh, who's going to pick it up? There we are. Favourite food?
Pizza.
Pizza. We'll do one more of these and then we'll go to a different question. So where's that going? Oh, this is being aimed at somebody in particular. Oh, David. Favourite food, David?
Yeah. Porridge. Oh.
Porridge.
Porridge.
Porridge, there we go. Okay. Second question, bit more difficult. There might be a bit more passing around. Can you name any foods and where they come from? Because not all the foods we eat are local. Excellent. Somebody's brave enough to pick it up. Can you think of a food and where it might come from?
Curry Asia.
Say this again.
Curry Asia.
Curry Asia. There's a good answer.
Birmingham.
When you've got the whole world in your hands, it's quite tricky, isn't it? Have another go. Oh, it's ended up with Gavin.
Gnocchi from Italy.
Gnocchi from Italy. Oh, it's going back. Oh! It's like a pinball machine. I'm quite sure where it's going to end up. Mike, are you going to do this?
Well, spaghetti bolognese, I suppose.
Spaghetti bolognese, Missy. We'll do one more. Oh. Oh.
Kale from our allotment.
That is a splendid answer. Some local food. Last question. Sometimes harvests fail. Sometimes it's for natural reasons. Sometimes for human-caused reasons. What causes harvests to fail? Do you want to get rid of that, Georgina? Going backwards. Oh, a header. Ended up with David.
Drought.
Drought. Thank you. Reasons why harvests fail?
Too much rain.
Too much rain. That can cause harvests to fail. Oh dear, it's landed at my dad. He won't have heard the question. Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
No one there to harvest it.
No one there to harvest it. There's a little group at the very back. Oh. Why do harvests fail? Can you think of another answer?
When there's no sun.
When there's no sun. The sun may not harvest, may not ripen foods when it's needed. Beg your pardon. Wonderful. We think about the harvest. We think about the harvest. I've struggled with harvest. I want to give thanks to God for the harvest, but every time I think of harvest festival, what pops into my head is a sort of a photograph or a painting from times gone by when people went out in the fields to gather crops in together. It's very romanticised. And then at the end of that, they would go to the village church to give thanks. I think actually my position, because it looks hard work, would be more like this. Sat underneath a haystack, letting other people do that. But frankly, in my day today, I don't harvest. I don't have an allotment where I gather my kale in. My harvest comes from the local shopping centre. My strawberries are available all year round. My tins of beans can be bought every single day of the year. I'm not as used to the rhythms of life. And so I'm challenged to find a different use to harvest and why it's meaningful. And it's interesting, when you think about food, food has become entertainment. How many people here are watching the Bake Off? That's a fair number of hands. Or enjoy MasterChef? Have you heard that Ready Steady Cook is coming back? That was a food programme that was on some years ago, but it's coming back. And did you know it's coming back sooner than you might think?
Well, it's 9:23 and it's time for Ready, Steady, Cook. And our contestants are here waiting to get going. Trevor, come on in. On the Red Tomatoes team, we have Trevor. And on our Green Peppers team, we have Linda. Linda, you're my favourite. I think you're up for winning this. You cook all the time,
pressure.
Don't you?
Well, a bit, yeah.
A bit. Trevor, you stand no chance, you.
I love cooking.
Yeah. But
we'll have to see what's in the bag.
Well, as you know, this morning, Ready, Steady, Cook is cooking with a bit of a twist. We're going to give you a bag of goodies. Here's your red tomato bag.
Thank you.
You don't know what's in this bag yet, so you're going to go and have a little rummage through that. And then we want you to make two courses and bring it back into the service a bit later on. Similar for you, Linda, here's your green peppers bag, Have a little look in there, have a little rummage through it, and we'll see you a bit later on. The kitchen's that way.
Right. Okay.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.
That was filmed this morning at 20 past nine. If you don't know Trevor and Linda, they are our church wardens, and they were given a bag of ingredients, just like the programme. And they're busy in the kitchen now, cooking two courses. What they didn't realise is the food I gave them, or Gavin gave them, is the sort of food you would get if you go to a food bank and you say, I've run out of food. They have what's called an emergency bag, which is a basic bag of food to keep you going. Let's just show you what's in the bags. So before you think it's exotic ingredients, this is Linda's bag. This is what the green peppers have got. So we've got some basic rice pudding. We've got tinned tomatoes, baked beans. We've got a little bit of pasta. Got some tinned peas. Nothing fresh. And in Trevor's bag, because the bags are different, you don't get the same setup. It's the same but different. Well, we've got the beans again. We've got some sweet corn there. We've got a jar of jam. I can see we've got rice rather than pasta. So those are the ingredients they're working with, and their challenge is, by the time we get there, is they've got to bring into church a couple of courses made from these ingredients. We'll see how they get on.
Thank you, Ian. Gosh, that'll be interesting to see, won't it? I stuck my head round the kitchen door earlier, and there's some pretty fancy stuff coming, I can tell you. But we wanted to think this harvest about the fact that for many of us, we take it for granted that there's going to be food available for us to eat, that when we open the cupboards in the kitchen, there's going to be something there, that when we're feeling a bit peckish, we can go and have a little rummage. But there's something really alarming that's been happening right here in our nation over the last few years, which is this incredible rise of people for whom their next meal is not as secure as that. In case you think, oh, yeah, well, we're aware of that, but that's not the sort of thing that happens in Locks Heath, is it? I mean, Locks Heath is well off and comfortable. Actually, down at the school where I'm a governor, there's St John's School, 20% of the children there are entitled to a free school meal. In other words, the government says that 20% of kids need some help with eating well and ensuring that they are eating regularly good food. We know that food banks have been exploding in this country over the last few years. The Trussell Trust, which is based in Salisbury, is the biggest organiser of food banks. They have more than 2,000 food banks, and there are a number of independent ones in addition to that. And they say that in the last year, their last financial year, up to April this year, they handed out 1.6 million emergency bags of food, like those ones that we've given to Trevor and to Linda. 1.6 million. They say that that is a 19% increase on the year before. Now, with everything that's going on in our nation at the moment, with the economic and political uncertainty, what do you think is going to happen next year? Do you think that number's going to get bigger, or is that number going to get smaller? We're pretty sure it's going to get bigger. So we wanted this harvest to be thinking about other people for whom just something as simple as where is my next meal coming from isn't secure, isn't certain. That's why we invited you over the last couple of weeks to bring some stuff that we could share with our local food bank. It's not a Trussell Trust one, it's an independent one called Fair and Basics Bank. We invited you to bring some non-perishable things, and we're going to invite you now to come and to present them up here on our beautiful table with lovely white linen. I ironed that myself. Okay, I didn't iron that myself. How did you know? We're going to invite you during the next song just to come up with anything that you have got that we will then gather up, and we will take it down to the Fair and Basics Bank. I know that some people came in already with some bags and may have left them at the bank. If you want to go and grab them and bring them forward, this is your opportunity. And we're going to be singing while we do this. The words are going to appear on the screen. Now, thank we all our God. Everybody clear what we're doing? So if you brought something with you during this song, bring it up, place it on the table here. Great, thank you. Would you like to take a seat? And I'm pleased to say that it is time to find out how our chefs have got on. Oh, look, they're just here. They're just ready now. Would you like to come on up? Come on up. Bring up what you... Why don't we give them a round of applause for our two chefs, our red tomatoes and our green peppers. Linda, why don't you go first? Would you like to just pop your tray on there? And I'm hoping that if all goes well, you'll be able to see up there what we've got. Linda, do you want to just talk us through what you've done here?
Okay, well, you've got... Oh, sorry. You've got a pasta surprise dish, which consists of... Well, perhaps I ought not tell you what's in there, but some whole wheat pasta, some... as it came from the food bank, of course, it was a jar of lasagna mix, which I've put in, but with some tinned tomatoes to bulk it out a bit, and various herbs that are in there. To serve with that, I've made some breadsticks... with the basics recipes that we were allowed, so just flour. And you've got sort of rice pudding trifle, which is layered up with peaches and jam on the top for extra sweetness.
Wow. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? Isn't that impressive? Now, okay, here's the exciting bit. We're going to need a little panel to help us to judge this. So if you'd like to be on my panel, would you like to wave at me now? Would you like to wave at me? Kalina, you're on. Come on up. Thomas, perfect. Good, good, good. Chris, come on then. You three. I'm gonna let's have two more. Anybody up the side aisle there like to be on our tasting panel? Ian, would you like to get them stuck in there? Oh, right, yes. Would you like to come up and be on our panel? Oh, you're gonna okay, we'll bring you a breadstick. Good idea. Anybody else wanna be on the panel? Anybody else wanna tie the food? Perfect, come on then. Anybody else? Great, good. Yeah, leave the hat. Good idea. Okay, good, good, good. So all get stuck in. While you're trying that out, Pauline's going to try a breadstick for me.
I'm just going to get some comments. Tell me what you've tasted.
The jam is nice and sweet and adds, makes the rice pudding and the fruit taste a lot better, I'd say.
Thank you very much. Thomas?
It's very nice.
Thomas is eating the pasta. Chris?
It's a little bit early for lunch, but it's got a lovely creamy flavour.
Very good. Do you have any comments to say? No, no comments.
I've got Pauline over here who's been trying a breadstick for us. How are those?
Very crispy and very nice.
Oh, very, very good. Very good. Okay, so... Okay, panel, I wonder whether, Linda, could you take your tray away? Have you all had a good nibble? If it's really delicious, just follow her out, really. But what I'd really like you to do is to come and just come and stand up here for a moment while Trevor talks us through his tray of food. Here we go. Uh-huh.
Okay, so we have a baked tomato rice. There's a little bit of garlic and chilli, hopefully not too much chilli. Which was from the basics bag. Everything else came out of a can or a packet. And then I've stirred in a bit of sweet corn and tuna. Main course. And for dessert, there's a tin of mixed fruit with some custard and then a bit of crumble made out of the basics. Yes, crumble.
Okay, but I mean, it looks good, but what do the testers think? Do you want to come and grab a spoon? Grab a stick, get a fork in there. Tell us what you think. Start with the pudding, there we go. That's my girl, well done, Eva. You're going to have to go deeper, you're going to have to go deep down in there to get the fruit. Give it a good mix.
Thomas, do you want to say something?
Okay, what...
It's spicy.
Spicy.
Christopher.
Okay.
Well, it's got a bit of a hit, I do agree with that.
It's got a bit of a hit, okay, good. Kalina, how's the pudding?
Just delicious.
Just delicious. Excellent. Eva, what did you make?
It's really nice.
It's really nice. I think these two are just going to keep going with that one. Is that right? Okay. Thomas, are you... Okay, what if you've both had a little taste of... If you've all had a little taste of everything, what I'd like you just to have a think about is if you had to choose between the green peppers over there or the red tomatoes for your dinner tonight, which one would you go for? I just want a one-word answer. It's red... Well, two-word answer, isn't it? Red tomato or green pepper?
Green pepper.
Green pepper.
Green pepper.
Green pepper.
Oh, four green peppers. No, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That is not how the show works. If you remember rightly, the studio audience get to vote. Now, if you all have a little rummage underneath the bit of felt, you'll find some voting cards underneath your chairs. See if you can find, not right underneath the wood, just on the felty bit on the top, you should find some voting cards. You should have a red pepper or a green tomato. Has everybody managed to find their voting cards? You're going to go and vote. Go on. Okay, has everybody found their cards? So we're going to do it in true Ready, Steady, Cook style. In a moment, I'm going to get you to wave above your heads the choice, either your green pepper or your red tomato. Are you ready? So in 3, 2, 1, who are you voting for? Oh, it's quite close, actually. It's quite close. Ian, what do you think? What do you think?
I think the people's vote is red tomatoes.
Well,
and the taste is green peppers.
Yeah,
I think that's a draw.
I think that's right. It's very close. It's probably about 48-52%, isn't it, there? Something like that. What? What's funny about that? Right. Thank you. Shall we give our contestants a clap? They've done really brilliantly well. I don't know if you guys want to just take your plates, and if anybody wants to keep nibbling at the back, feel free. Just leave the trifle. I think Kalina and Eva are fine with the trifle. Just leave that with her.
I can't do this with Ainsley next to me. When I came down into the living room this morning, he was there and he made me jump. Anyway, this is called a transition. We're going to our Bible reading now. And this is a Bible reading which everybody's involved in. Our Bible reading this morning comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 58. And the prophet Isaiah was talking to the people and trying to get them to live lives as God wanted them to. And the very beginning of chapter 58 is this phrase: shout out, do not hold back. So we've got to read this Bible reading as if Isaiah is in the marketplace and he's shouting out. He's saying to the people, listen, take this seriously. So we're going to do a Bible reading together, which will involve some of us, all of us, speaking. We're not going to shout, but we need to say loudly the bits of the Bible. I've got some readers up here who are going to help us join in, okay? And all you need to know is where you're sitting. If you're here, you're in the left aisle. If you're here, you're in the centre aisle. And if you're here, you're in the right aisle. You're the choir. There are things for everybody to say. Can I take your microphone and we'll give it... Who's on first? Thomas. Okay. So, our reading is from Isaiah chapter 58. Are you here to... That was not shouting it out. I mean, a bit louder. Here we go.
Are you keen to learn about God? Do you want to do the right thing? Do you enjoy God's love?
Well, get this one thing straight. God won't enjoy your worship. God won't be interested in your prayers if you're only thinking about yourselves. And what about the good time that you're having?
All your singing and all your
so help those who are being unjustly treated. Share your food with those who are hungry. Open your homes to those who are needing shelter. Lend out your goods to those who have fallen on hard times. This is the way to shine with God's light. This is the way to earn God's well done. This is the way you will grow in your faith. This is the way you'll discover God's presence, and this is the way God's love will flow like water from your life into the desert of the world.
Gentlemen, This is the way to know the Lord. Ladies.
This is the way to experience God's blessing.
This is the word of the Lord.
Wow, that's quite a punchy reading, isn't it? I mean, that sort of smacks you right between the eyes, because here we are worshipping God, we think we're doing the right thing, and yet the Old Testament is actually full of passages like that. That was based on Isaiah chapter 58. But the prophets are quite often saying to God's people, what is the matter with you? What is the matter with you? You know what it is that you ought to be doing to make a difference in the world, to shine, to be full of hope, to help people to live great lives, and yet you keep messing it up, and you keep going back to your rituals. Do you think I'm impressed? No, what I'm really looking for is lives that are completely transformed, lives that are lived for other people, lives that are looking around all the time to see who's hungry, who's lonely, who do we invite into our homes. What is the matter with you people? And of course, we kind of recognize that, don't we? We kind of get that in ourselves as well, because there's a bit of us that's thinking, yeah, actually, what is wrong with me? Why is it that whenever one of those fundraisers comes on TV, I think, gosh, I really must do something. And then a week later, I've forgotten all about it. Why is it that when harvest comes around and we're thinking about the poor in our community, it seems really urgent. And then by the time I've had my Sunday lunch, it seems to have just not faded off my agenda again. What is the matter with people? Well, the Bible tells a great big story, and the great big story says that actually there is something fundamentally wrong in all of us, which prevents us being the sort of people that we know we ought to be. We know that we ought to be people who are generous, who think about others, who are outraged by injustice, who are always looking to do something about it, who are wanting to make the world better. We know that we ought to be those people, but actually we're not. And just trying a bit harder doesn't work. Have you ever tried just a bit better? Try a bit harder this time. I'm going to really make a difference this time. Well, the story in the Bible says you can't do it that way. Just making a little resolution to try a bit harder, to do a little bit more, will never change the world. There's only one way to change the world, and that is to rely on God's power. God says, I'm going to send Jesus to deal with the fact that you are flawed, that you're just not able to do this. When Jesus dies on the cross, he takes that brokenness that is in us and he begins to transform it. And he fills us with his Holy Spirit. So if we really want to be the people that Isaiah is calling God's people to be, then we need to work with God and with his Holy Spirit. You see, there's a partnership going on. It's actually God's mission to transform the world and to make it a better place. But we get to join in. We get to play along with him as he does amazing things. And I think that the way this works is we listen for his voice and we do what he tells us. Yet he wants to transform the world and bring it to a place of hope. He wants it to be a beautiful place where people are living life to its fullest. And we have a little bit to play in that, because he transforms us first, and then we are little signs of hope in the world around us. It's a partnership. So what I want us to do today is, when we look around and we go, do you know, it is outrageous. It is absolutely outrageous that in the United Kingdom at the moment, there are people worried about when their next meal is going to come from. That is outrageous. But instead of our response being, so I'm going to do something about it, here's the thing I'm going to commit to do, because we know that won't work. I want our response to be, let's listen for the voice of God and do what he calls us to do. You see, when we work in partnership with him and with his Spirit, that is when we will see real transformation. We'll see lives changed and whole communities changed. So that's what we're going to do now. We're going to sing a song, and then we're going to pray, and we're going to be listening for God's voice. We're going to be saying, God, what do you want me to do in response to this need that I see? I want to be one of those people who is transformed by your power and who gets to join in with your transforming of the world. So show me what to do. Let's listen. And it might be something quite small. He might be saying, actually, I'd really like to work on you being a more grateful person. Maybe you could think about where in your day you can build in opportunities to think about all the good things I've given you and to be grateful for them. Maybe he'll prompt you to do something really practical. Maybe he'll say, do you know what? Actually, I do want you to do something really practical, like regularly putting something in the basics bank. And he may prompt you to take one of these little cards that we've got for you at the end of today that just remind you the sort of things that our local basics bank is looking for. He may prompt you to do something with your time. He may say, actually, I need you to get involved in a project that's going to make a big difference in our community. And it might be related to feeding people. It might be related to something else entirely. It might be all sorts of things. That's the amazing thing about following God. We don't have to work it out. We don't have to apply our brains and agonize over what the right thing to do in this situation is. We just listen for his voice and then do what he calls us to do. So that's what we're going to do. Michael and the choir are going to lead us in this next song. And I want us to use this as an opportunity to listen to God. This is a song all about offering ourselves to God and offering ourselves to serve him. So as we're singing, why don't you just ask that question? You may not be used to listening for God's voice in this way. Here's the good news. It's God's job to talk to you. You don't have to learn special tricks, right? If he wants to talk to you, you just have to be there ready to hear. So as we listen, as we sing this song, let's be listening. Let's just be asking God, what do you need to tell me? What do you want me to do? What are you calling me to do in response to this challenge? Is everybody all right with that? Okay, so I tell you what, why don't we do this sitting down? Because then it won't feel quite like the normal sort of singing that we normally do. We're going to sing the song. It's going to appear on the screen. And as we sing it, let's ask God to reveal to us, what is it that you want me to do in response to this need that I've seen in the world? So Heavenly Father, as we sing this song, will you send your Holy Spirit on us? Will you show us how you want us to join in with your mission to transform this world? Amen. We're going to continue praying. If you're thinking, I'm not sure that God said anything to me yet, don't worry. God chooses his moment. It may be that as we continue praying, he speaks to you. It may be that after you've left this place and you reflect on everything we thought about, he speaks to you then. But we're going to continue now with praying for ourselves and for our world. I'm wondering if I could get some small people up here to help me with this. Would that be all right? Anybody willing just to come up and help me rummage around in here to see if there's anything that will help us as we pray? Oh, go on. Somebody, give me a hand. Kalina, you're always reliable, aren't you? Come here, Kalina. Oh, perfect. Well done. Excellent. Thank you, Isaac. You're doing a great job. Perfect. Okay, guys. What I'd like you to do is just like have a little rummage around and see if you can find some cereal packets in here and see if that can inspire us in how we're going to pray now. Is that right? If you find a cereal packet, just grab it and bring it up the front here. We'll have a little sit down on the step here. Is that okay? Isaac, can you find me some cereals? Ian, are you fixing it? You rigging it? Perfect. Great. Come and have a sit. Excellent. Oh, perfect. Well done. Come and sit down here, Eva, with us. Is that Isaac? Come and show me what you've got there. So we've got a big box of bite-sized wheat shreds there. And this is a good reminder, isn't it, that it is harvest. We're thinking about the harvest of the wheat and the cereals, and there were some cornflakes, but I think Ian's hidden them. So we're thinking about things that are coming to fruition right now. It reminds us to be thankful, doesn't it? Oh, you got some shredded wheat too. Well done. It reminds us to be thankful, you know, actually all this food that just comes out of the earth to feed us. So we can be grateful for our food. Who can think of something else that we can be grateful for? Something else. Grateful for chocolate, for people who are making chocolate for us, who are often working in really difficult situations, and grateful that we don't have to go and do that work, that we can go to school and we can learn things. Who out there has got something we can be grateful for? Just shout it out. Good health. Lovely. Perfect. Anything else we can be grateful for? St. John's. Excellent. What else? Family. Fresh air. What else? Freedom. Bees. Trees. Trees and bees. Fresh water. Isn't it amazing how once we get going, there's so much to be grateful for? So let's pray about that. Heavenly Father, thank you that there is so much to be grateful for. If we just pause and think about it, this beautiful world that you've placed us in, fresh air to breathe, good health, food to eat, family around us, this community of Christians, thank you for your goodness to us. We are grateful. Give us grateful hearts, we pray. Amen. Amen. Kalina, can you show me what you've got there in your cereal packet? So I have never seen those cereals before. They're called Krays, and they seem to basically be just chocolate wrapped in something that looks a bit healthier. Is that right? Okay, great. Krays. Krays, yeah. Krays is... chocolate with wheat over the top of it. Yeah, and then mummy doesn't know there's chocolate in the middle. Perfect. So, Krays. Now, when I was a boy, there were all sorts of funny Krays. Lolo balls, Rubik's magic. Yeah, you're just looking blank, I know. But Krays come and go, don't they? But it's so tempting just to go along with the Krays, to go along with the crowd. And I wonder if that might be a good opportunity for us to think about things that we're sorry for. There might be times when we have just gone along with the crowd when God wanted us to stand out and live differently. There might be times when we've lost our temper, when we've been angry. There might be times when we've spoken to people unkindly. There might be times when we've missed an opportunity to encourage somebody. There might be opportunities when we had an open chance to talk about Jesus and we didn't take it. So maybe just have a little think about what's going on in your life. What are you thinking? I haven't done a great job of that this week. Maybe I've gone along with the crowd. Maybe I've missed an opportunity to share good news and to encourage people. Father God, thank you so much that when we mess up, you are gracious and you forgive us. Thank you for Jesus dying for us so that we can never mess up more than you can forgive us. And we pray that you will help us to live in that freedom of knowing you. In Jesus' name. Amen. One more packet. What have you got there?
Cornflakes.
Corn, yeah, they do look like... Actually, they it says Benefit Original Rice and Wheat Flakes. There is no way in a million years I'm ever eating those. They look absolutely disgusting. But they have got a good name, haven't they? Benefit, right? I mean, don't we want to be a benefit to people around us? Don't we want to be good news to everybody that we know? Not because we're high in fibre and taste unpleasant, but because we're full of the Holy Spirit and we're full of hope and of joy. So what can we ask God for opportunities to... What can we ask God for in our community? Anybody want to shout out anything that we can ask God for to make us better as light and hope in our community? What can we ask for? Here's one thing. We can ask for a really great appointment as our children and families team leader. We're still waiting for news on that one. Anything else we can ask God for?
Courage to ask non-believers.
Courage when we're talking to people who don't know Jesus. Perfect. Great. Anything else we can ask for? Alpha course is up and running. Yeah, we're 2 weeks into Alpha, so praying for people who are doing Alpha with us that they'll learn more about Jesus and how to live really well for him. Our good schools, pray for our schools, for our amazing school down the road where people are talking about Jesus every day in our church school. Sorry, I didn't hear that one. Canaries. Connect, yes, our group for teenagers that is twice a month on Sunday nights. Perfect. Sorry, nothing to do with canaries. Sorry, Thomas. Was there one more? No, I didn't quite hear that. Somebody, no? Okay, well, let's pray. So, Heavenly Father, we know that you are pouring out good things on us all the time, and we want more. We want to see more opportunities to speak about you. We want to see more opportunities for us to grow as a community of hope and of joy in this place. We want to see more people coming to know you and having their lives transformed and joining us on that amazing adventure with you. There may be other things that you want to ask about in your, just quietly in your own head between you and God. There might be people that you know who are struggling at the moment. for whatever reason that you just want to ask for God to intervene and to bring them hope and life. There might be a particular situation that's difficult for you. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you that we can come to you with confidence, that you are a loving Father and you love to hear our prayers and to answer them. So we pray that you will make us light and hope in our community, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for your help with that, guys. We're going to send these off to Basics Bank, especially that one, because nobody wants to eat that. So, okay. Great, good. Why don't you head back to your seats? So do keep listening this week. Praying is as simple as that. It is as simple as noticing things and talking to God. It's as easy as that. So why don't we keep asking him to talk to us, to show us what he wants us to do, and listen for his voice calling us into new and exciting things. We've got one final hymn to sing before we finish.